time ago. Did you ever see a, you don't have many stone or rock around here, but if you had a lot of them, you clean out a field and you build sort of a fence or a wall, what would you call that? Just a...
I don't know.
You just don't have that kind of thing around. On the farm, did you have a large wooden vessel with a handle, keep water and milk in it, made out of wood? Cedar,
just a
wood bucket.
Water
and
wood.
If it be made out of metal, what would it be called?
It'd be called galvanized bucket.
A tin bucket.
That's right. Mm. Tin bucket.
And what's the heavy thing that you fry eggs in the morning?
Frying pan.
And if it had legs on it, what would you call it in the old days?
Oven, I reckon.
You don't remember using it? Did you ever hear spiders?
Oh yeah, spiders.
Did your parents use a spider?
They did.
With three legs. The thing where you turn the water off and on.
Faucet.
And if you had it outside here, it would.
It'd be a spigot.
And a syrup barrel when you were a child. What did you use to turn that off and on?
Faucet.
That's a faucet. Mm-hmm. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in so you can carry them home?
Just a paper bag.
When you were younger, you remember big sacks that they used to put the chicken feed in? What do they call those?
Bags.
Mm-hmm. Any special kind?
Sometimes cloth and sometimes paper bags.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of croaker?
Croaker bag.
Mm-hmm. And another word I get is guana. Mm-hmm.
But they put fertilized guana in those sacks, in guana sacks, but it wasn't in the croaker bag.
Oh, I see. There was a guana is a rougher.
That's right. It was in sacks too, but it was called guana sack, made out of this big heavy white cloth. But now to get guana now they have put it in the paper bag.
I see. In other words, a guana sack was a heavy white cloth.
That's right. Very heavy.
And a croaker sack would just be like sort of this, except this color.
That's right, that color.
Did you ever hear of a toe sack?
Toe sack.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on your bag.
Mm-hmm. And you called it, you pronounced it how?
You carry it on your back. But you tote it, like you said,
it would be a tote sack.
That's right.
Something that you hold up your mouth and blow into.
Horn.
Or move
harp.
Back and forth.
Harp.
Be a harp. Mm-hmm. And if you hold it and pick it.
Or juice harp.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it a breath harp?
I never heard of that.
And homemade playground equipment. If you put a board on a support, the child would be here.
Seesaw.
Just a seesaw. And if you put a board on a post, and it would go around.
Merry-go-round.
When you were a child, did you have a different...
We played it.
Did you ever call it a
springboard?
Flying Jenny. Flying Jenny. And you're doing very well. You said you wouldn't. These things do come back, don't they?
That's right, they do.
What did you used to call a piece of rock that you go like this, sharpen a knife?
Flint rock.
Flint rock.
Sharpen your knife. Razor. Flint rock.
And different kinds of wood fences.
Rail.
Rail would be like this.
That's right, rail.
Were those ever called worm fences?
I've never heard.